evolution as a theory. And each student who takes biology is required to write a term paper. And the term paper is supposed to deal with one phase of evolution. And what we had an excellent teacher. I liked him a lot, but he moved to Georgia, Pitt County, Georgia. And we discussed the trial very, very much, very extensively, and of course that was a major topic, you know, in the classroom. But it isn't to discuss as much as you would expect it to be. You know, it's kind of played down over the years. It's not as important as it once was, and to most of the students that take civics and things, you know, it's just another.
Yeah. Well, what is the general attitude among students who say this is supposed to be right or wrong?
Well, Scopes was convicted of teaching evolution as a fact.
Yeah.
And if he taught evolution as a fact today, most of the students would consider him to be kind of a crackpot, or consider him to be wrong about it. Of course, the theory of evolution is not taught necessarily. I said taught, I shouldn't have said that. It's more exploring it, you know, just to find out about it and find out what the theory is based on and how the theory is supposed to work. But around here, at least, the high school students, you know, they're very much set in their way. And the theory of evolution is just the theory and nothing more than that. Wouldn't be accepted by the students as a fact.
Well, how do you distinguish the facts from the theory? And what do you mean by the difference?
Well, if the teacher would be sitting there and said, now, man evolved from some lower form of animal, and this is what happened, man evolved from it, then that would be, in my opinion, teaching it as a fact. But now, if I were to be a teacher and I said that Charles Darwin says that man evolved from an animal, and so-and-so says that man evolved from an animal, then that would be more or less exploring the theory, not necessarily teaching it as a fact, but just kind of exploring it, finding out more about it.
But I mean, you think that for the most part, though, the kids here would imagine the kids would think that this was just a theory that was.
That's right. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't accept it as fact at all. It's of course we're referred to here as the Bible Belt, and I don't think that that's a derogatory term, because. That's what they need more of. They need more Bible Belt, in my opinion. But it's just, you know, their background, how they've been brought up to believe. And I don't care if a person is, you know, an atheist or a Christian or whatever. I don't think around here there would be too many people willing to believe that that man did evolve from a lower form of animal. I don't think there'd be much market for that.
Yeah.
Here.
No, I wasn't thinking about it in terms of a market, but I mean, it's interesting to me because when you said they, Sammy, I was just kind of wondering how you felt about it personally. I mean, it's not a matter of in a lot of schools, a lot of times you think you're in a question. Much of fact is we say Einstein's theory is all the thing. Well, that's, you know, caused the bomb to
explode. That's right.
That's a theory. But no, that's interesting. I just asked you that because one of the things that I didn't come to date.